Hello, everybody, and welcome to Why Did I Keep This? A podcast about the things that we have been living with in the back of our closets, because we live in our closets, and when we live in our closets, we live with all the things that are in them. recent time at home and the trend of constantly spring cleaning during the pandemic has forced us to face why we have such a hard time getting rid of things and our relationships with material goods. I'm Lana Cuthbertson. I'm an entrepreneur living in Montreal. And joining me today on the podcast is Courtney Vinaes, a voice and face actor in Los Angeles, and Jackie Glick, a producer in Los Angeles. And together, we are the Three Closeteers on a journey through time and space today, talking about makeup. Welcome, you two.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hello.
Great intro. Loved it.
Oh, thank you. Nailed it. let's talk about our closet goals, but like our makeup drawer goals. What are your goals, Jackie?
I think that makeup is obviously such an important, wonderful thing. We could do a whole podcast on face cream. I think.
Oh, man.
I feel like that's like a whole separate section. That's maybe a bathroom episode, but I feel the same way about makeup. I'm always looking for the best color lipstick, the best eyeliner, the best this, the best that. And, you know, it's an exhaustive search, and I feel like the casualties just sit in the closet. Yep. So it would be nice to just, streamline a bit and also to use things up, which I never have really done in terms of a lipstick. Have you ever gone to the end?
Never.
Not me.
Not once.
No.
But wouldn't that be an exciting day?
Yeah.
And, yeah, I would love to get to the end of a lipstick, the end of an eyeshadow. I do get to the end of mascara.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. From time to time. Mm-hmm. You know, there are certain things you do need to replace, like the end of foundation, concealer. Yeah.
I do get to the end of mascara, for sure.
Yeah. But the end of a lipstick is a real dream.
Wonderful. Courtney, yes. Makeup goals.
Okay. So my makeup goals are actually pretty similar to my closet goals in that I would love to have, like, a streamlined look where it's, like a capsule closet. But the same issue I have with my closet is that I love like one-off pieces too much. So it ends up basically right now I have just way too much makeup, much like I have way too many things in my dresser and in my closet. I would love to just have like a, this is my go-to mascara that when I run out of it, I buy or order the exact same kind of mascara. I haven't really worn a lot of makeup in my life. It's something I've been doing more of maybe the last 2 years. So about 2 years ago, I was like, I want to get better at wearing makeup. And that's when I went into like a Sephora and got very overwhelmed. I don't really know what I'm doing, so I ordered like a subscription box that comes to me every month, which is really great. It's like a nice, very manageable way of being introduced to new things. But now 2 years later of monthly subscription boxes, I have so many little things of makeup, and I simply don't know what to do with all of them. So my goal would just to be like narrow it down and have things that like I know work for me, because right now I'm gonna say like at least like 40% of the things in my little makeup basket I don't know if they work very well.
I hear you. I have similar goals to you, Courtney, and to you, Jackie. I like my relationship with makeup goes all the way back to the times of dance recitals. And this was like, you know, as a dancer, that was like my sport growing up. You got to wear makeup during your recitals and then during competitions. And I like, from a very young age, had a good grasp of the things that I needed for this particular purpose of makeup and like the particular way to do it for the stage as a little girl. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, I wore bright blue makeup.
Oh yeah. And
bright blue eyeshadow.
I like eventually did not need to wear makeup for that purpose anymore, but I'm sort of like, as an adult, I've realized that I have never really revisited my basic skills, and I think I still do certain things the way that you might do them for Lana. Dance recitals.
Lana, same. I learned how to do my makeup when I was 12 because I went to, and oh my god, this sounds ridiculous. I went to modeling classes. I was a child actress and model. So I did like modeling classes and they showed me how to do my makeup there. So if I was 12, this would have been mid 90s. Yeah, so I had it when I got the subscription box, I got things like highlighter or like contour, and I was like, I did not learn how to do this when I was 12 years old, and I just I've watched a lot of YouTube tutorials, and it is inspiring. It is, but it is a lot to take in. It's it's a lot.
Some people are very good at makeup.
Yes, it's astonishing.
There actually is a level, and if you're like doing everyday makeup, but you're not very good at it, it's very clear.
Yeah, and like it makes a huge difference.
And also when you scroll back through your photos. Yeah. Totally. You scroll back through your photos, you see yourself in a couple of years' time, and you're like, I cannot believe that that is what I thought looked nice.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm also a huge, enormous fan of RuPaul's Drag Race, and that's a whole other, like, makeup situation that requires immense skill and is definitely not your everyday makeup, probably not, like, involved in my goals, but, like, you know, being exposed to the range of what you can do and, like, taking sort of makeup all the way to an art form has been very inspiring and like eye-opening and interesting for me. And then just on the mascara note, I will say, I mean, like we all, mascara is such a fundamental, it's like the one piece of makeup I still tend to kind of wear every day. I'm like sort of after a natural look as long as I can get away with it. And I have landed on the mascara that I love, that I just buy a new one every time, and it's a Clinique mascara that I'm about to promote shamelessly. It's high impact curling mascara, and I really like it because you can remove it with warm water. It's a warm water removal mascara.
Ooh, that's nice.
And then the final thing I'll say in my goals is that, like, I have this weird sort of, like, feminist resentment around spending money on makeup, and like the fact that I sort of, it's, there's this sort, there's kind of stuff tied into it there, but I really like it at the same time, and like love an opportunity to sort of get more dressed up in terms of makeup. And anyway, so it's like a whole complicated thing.
No, I totally get it. I hate that it's like expected. Like if you go to a fancy dinner, you're like expected to wear makeup. Like you must wear makeup. But don't get me wrong, I also, I like that. Yeah. I like putting on the makeup. I don't know. Yeah. There's this whole like, it's like, I don't like that I'm expected to, but I'm also choosing to. But also makeup's really expensive. And you're putting it on your, here's the other thing, is you're putting it on your skin, your largest organ. So it needs to be like good quality. Like it matters like what you're putting on your body because you absorb that. It's just,
I love makeup. I love putting it on in the morning. I love part of my routine. I love looking for new lipsticks. I love makeup shopping. I really love the entire experience of makeup. And I also think that that comes from seeing so many women like go to the powder room and fix their face or whatever. And I haven't been wearing much makeup over the last 10 months. And I put it on the other day and I was calling a friend and I was like, oh my God. Makeup works. Like, I look so much more awake, so much more cheerful. Like, my cheeks were rosy and my lips were red and my eyes were brighter. And it just, you know, makeup works. It does what it does if you do it right.
Yeah.
Oh, totally. Yeah, the first part of pandemic, I also was just like, cool, I'm going to, like, go makeup free. I'm going to give my skin a chance to, like, I don't know, heal or get better or whatever. And it had, like, not wearing makeup didn't...
Agree. 100%
like,
agree.
Anything. Like, I still get zits.
Skin is skin. I don't think our makeup is ruining our faces. That's a myth.
I think that's a bit of a myth.
I agree.
Yes. And so I started, like you, Jackie, I started doing more face stuff. I stream video games on Twitch, and I've been doing that a whole bunch. And I've been doing, like, a full face of makeup for that the last couple of weeks. It is a highlight of my week. where I get to have like, I just, you know, it's like 20 minutes in the bathroom by myself. I put some music on. I get to like decorate my face basically. And then I go online and it looks so much better. Like currently I am not wearing any makeup. And I'm looking at myself on this call and I'm just like, okay. You know, and then later today when I do my stream, I'm going to have lipstick on and I'll probably put little like eyeshadow on and I'll have like stuff in my eyebrows and I'm going to be like, oh, I look so pretty. Look how fun. Like I look awake. I look alive. I look bright. Like
I eloped earlier this year and felt so funny like buying new makeup because I hadn't been wearing makeup and I didn't want to look like I was wearing so much makeup. And I was like, I don't know, like how do I even do my makeup for my own wedding? Maybe I'll just put on a little light lip gloss and some like concealer. And I was talking to my friend and she was like, no, like these are real photos. This does nothing to do with the pandemic. You will wear a full face of makeup and you may feel funny now, but you will thank me when you get your photos back. And, you know, she's typically right, but she was 100% right in this case. And it was a much better decision than my like, I don't want to look like I'm wearing makeup. Feeling yes. of the pandemic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And another thing on that is like makeup in person. It's like, sometimes I'll finish my like face of makeup and then I'm like, okay, it looks like I'm wearing makeup. But then I'll see pictures from that night or I'll do like a call and it's like, oh man, it just like reflects so nicely. Like it looks so good. Like my eyes look bigger. My features like stand out more.
Yeah. This is going to be a non-humble story, just as a warning.
into it,
but
yes.
About 2 years ago, I was on the cover of a local magazine in Edmonton, Alberta, and I had my makeup done for that occasion by a professional, and I remember distinctly being like, this is so not me. Like, this is so not me. This is so weird. How's this going to turn out? I remember leaving the photo shoot and going to a cafe and running into one of my friends. And she was like, I would listen to anything you say right now. I was like, okay, well, this is interesting.
Powerful makeup.
The photo was fantastic. And it was like the best photo of me that exists for sure. And I'm sure that's partly due to the makeup and partly due to whatever photoshopping happened. I'm like imagining that Dove commercial where like the model sits down to get ready and is totally made up and then totally photoshopped. I'm convinced that's what happened to me.
I think it looks a lot like you just wearing makeup, but go on.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's very kind of you. but like, it's an exciting thing too. Like I have no regrets at this. I'm really glad I like did the whole makeup experience for that particular occasion. And, yeah, like it made me look powerful and it made me feel powerful, okay? And that's what women get to have with makeup.
Yes.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I love makeup. Mm-hmm. But there is some, you know, pile up, I would say, in my makeup drawer at times. Now it's a little bit less because it's the thing I'm not online shopping for as much as literally anything else that I can think of. But I've taken this time to really go through my travel size makeup and use it because obviously we're not traveling and instead of buying like the big thing, because makeup does go bad. Makeup artists say that you shouldn't be putting makeup on your face that is more than like a year or 6 months old.
Yeah, I found that out way too
late. I've never prescribed to that in my life because I think that that's prescribed? Subscribed. Oh my God. I've never subscribed to that in my life. I'm doing a crossword puzzle and words right now in my head are so mixed up.
I will say that's like the biggest effect I felt from this pandemic is I am speaking a lot less because I'm at home all the time. And I feel like I mix up words and turns of phrase a lot.
Oh my God. This crossword puzzle is going to be the death of me. It is so hard. Lana did it too with her partner and me and my husband have been doing it. And there's like a text chain with like 10 of our friends who are all doing this big crossword puzzle. Anyways.
I've been enjoying the text chain. It's odd. It's an odd thing that feels like bringing us together in this weird time.
It is. It's been really fun. Yeah. But I have to say that I can't speak straight anymore. How embarrassing for me to publicly do it. But I don't subscribe to throwing away makeup after 6 months because it's, as we discussed, expensive and crazy. I just can't do it.
I have to say, I feel like I have to jump in with my why did I keep this item for this week? If you two would yes. allow me to go first yes. on this, because I wanted to keep it a secret, because Jackie, in high school, you gifted me an eyeshadow that I still have and still wear. And
first of all, you're welcome. And second of all, that's kind of gross. Maybe we should replace
MAC it. Eyeshadow. Is that silver?
It's like a silvery gold.
What's it called?
It's like a silvery mandarin? Light gold. Yeah, it is. It's called Floof.
Oh my God. Floof was my jam in high school. That is all I wore. Oh, I remember buying that for you, being like, you must have this. It is the greatest color.
And it is. I remember, I don't know why. This is such a funny thing. So first of all, I still have it and I still wear it and I still love it. Obviously, there's still some left. So I haven't like worn it, you know, all the time.
Well, it's
but
very
like,
sparkly.
It's quite sparkly. At the time you gave it to me and you're like, Lana, it's a great sort of everyday eyeshadow. And
for
I was
sure.
like,
I was really into sparkles.
It was, and, but it's not that sparkly. Like it's like, I want to show you somehow. Like it's very reasonable kind of when you put it on. Like it's a subtle
like a shimmer.
Sort of.
It's not a glitter.
It's a shimmer.
It's a shimmer. Yeah, yeah,
can
yeah.
There's
yeah.
no glitter inside.
Can
it's
we talk
shimmer.
About?
And in fact.
Oh, yeah, keep going, Lana, because I.
No, no, I was that. I was just going to say, because it almost is like a highlighter of an eyeshadow. I don't know. I'm like not really well versed in this
I'm
whole
learning.
Highlighter world
I'm
either.
I'm learning
but.
About highlighters. I, yeah. But can we just talk about how yeah. frustrating it is when you buy makeup and it's just straight up glitter? It's like, it says it has like a shimmer or a glow. And then it's like, no, these are chunks of glitter. I don't want glitter on my face. Like in middle school, I loved True Colors. I loved those little like actual like chunks of glitter that you would like, scrub under your eyes,
oh, yeah.
basically.
And they all had a particular smell.
Yes.
Like the glitter I had in junior high / middle school, Canadian / American. Like, I totally agree. It was really fun. And it all had this particular smell to it. It was like a, I don't know.
Kind of sweet, kind of like.
Yeah. Yeah.
A sweet plastic smell.
Yeah.
I very yeah, distinctly exactly. remember with True Colors because it had like a, it was just like the pigments or the glitter. And then you could get like, it was like the vitamin E lip stuff that you could like mix in some of the pigment and make that into a lipstick. And then they had like the nail polish where you could mix some of the pigment into like a nail
Mixing.
Polish and like use that. And I very distinctively remember like the vitamin E lip gloss that they gave you. And I never mixed any like color into it just because I loved it so much. On its own, and it smelled yeah. so good, and it was just this like slightly sweet. Just it must have just been like sugary or something, not quite like yeah. a cotton candy smell, but almost there.
Yeah. Lana, what year did we graduate high school?
I believe it was 2005.
Right.
So
it's at least 15 years
yeah.
old.
Yeah.
right. Now. As I said, I don't subscribe to the 6 month mm-hmm. rule. 15 years feels like it's pushing.
I mean,
does it smell
no,
bad?
No, it's completely fine. It's there's nothing.
Give it a whiff while we
give
get
it
here.
A whiff.
I want to see.
Okay, so
it smells like nothing. It smells like neutral nothing.
Here's what I think. I feel like
interesting.
If it's just like a pigment, that why can't that last longer? If as long as you're like washing your brushes regularly, like I could see.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's not milk, but it seems...
You're right, it is not.
It seems like a long time. Maybe it's just magic, or maybe it's a myth of the makeup industry that we need to be changing.
I mean,
out
this
outside.
Is like the planned obsolescence of Apple computers is the same thing with MAC makeup, maybe.
Mm. Mm-hmm. They
maybe.
Need you to buy more makeup. It's kind of the same...
We need a scientist as one of our
Macintosh
panelists.
Computers,
yeah.
MAC makeup, conspiracy theory, that's all I'm saying.
I think you've uncovered
wow.
something.
Wow. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
I would love if this just spiraled into like a serial style podcast uncovering. Oh.
There was a documentary that a guy made about, he was starting to make a documentary about like competitive cycling, and then it ended up uncovering the huge Russian doping scandal. It was like one of the most interesting documentaries I've ever seen, and this feels like it could turn into that.
Yeah. This is very similar to that. Yeah. Perfect. For sure.
Oh, man.
Very similar. Makeup, the myth of makeup.
We're going to have big makeup down our backs.
And maybe it's just washing your brushes.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the secret.
Yeah, I wash my brushes regularly. I would say like probably like a liquid foundation or something liquidy. Like, yeah, I could see that going bad. But like when it comes to just pigments, like that can't be. Because Lana, I'm the same. I also have an eyeshadow that I've had since probably high school that I've barely used. I got it. It's Mary Kay. And I got it at like a, it was like a family friend. Mary Kay is one of those like pyramid schemey, you know, like
multi-level marketing.
Yeah, multi-level schemes. Marketing thing. And so I went, a family friend was hosting it. And I got just a couple eyeshadows. I remember getting three of these eyeshadows, but I only currently have one. And it's slightly used. There's a dimple on one side from where I'd been using it, but the M of the MK that's on it is still very, very much there. And it's just like, it's called Lucky Penny. It's just small, and it's a very like neutral color that goes with everything. Like most of my eyeshadows are browns or like faint purples, but everything is very like brown. And so there's no reason there, I've never had any reason to get rid of it, but now I think I don't know, it's eyeshadow. It can't do any harm to me. It's not taking up, it's so small. It's truly the size of like my thumb. It's not taking up any space. I was going to use this as an opportunity to get rid of it, but Lana, I think I'm going to keep it.
I mean, it's hard because I don't want to be a role model. I don't.
As per usual on this podcast, we really need to do some research as to whether or not this is all going to kill us. Yeah,
it's so true. I will say that I would never keep like a mascara that long. Yeah. And because it doesn't last that long anyway, it would dry out or...
Also, like, goes on the, like, the gooey part of your
eye.
Like, the...
Exactly.
Your tears, blah, blah, blah. And also, lipstick is the same. It goes, in, like, actually into your mouth.
Yeah.
Eyeshadow. Not so much. Face powder. I feel like I had face powder for years and years. Yeah.
Interesting. Jackie, what's your... why did I keep this item?
I sort of touched on it a little moment ago, but I have a whole bag of those tiny little samples that you get at the store when you go buy a real thing.
Yeah.
So you go buy a face wash and they give you like a tiny little sample of a face wash. And I always keep it thinking, oh, this will be great for a weekend trip. First of all, who do I think I am? Not even during non-COVID times did I just like escape for the weekend. Second of all, I now have this like pile of stuff, and if it really does go bad, which we've been discussing is either true or not true, I need to get through it. So I've been taking this time as time to use samples. And so it's like I'm remedying the situation, but it's kind of like, why did I keep that? And in a negative way, and now I'm using it.
Good job. I
thank you.
I love samples. And in fact, I almost wish. It's like, you know, when you go for ice cream cones and you're like, I want a kid size. I will pay for an adult small. Just I only want the kid size because that's enough ice cream. That's kind of how I feel about makeup samples. I never get through a whole thing that's regular sized. I would take and pay for like disproportionately more, I think, sample sizes any day. And similar to Courtney, at one point in my life I'd signed up for this subscription box where you got samples every month and it was awesome.
Are you sure it wasn't a prescription?
It's just a box and they sent you a bunch of random prescriptions. What makes you feel better?
I'm literally like thinking like, is that the right word? I had a real moment of pause. Like anyway, and it was great. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And it was a really good way to like learn more about what I liked and discover things that would actually add value and like then be confident about going to buy them in the store. And Santa, in my stocking this year, / Corey, my partner, got me this set of like 12 little perfume samples, which are so fun. Like trying them all. They've got little cute animal names. It's like, it's the best.
That's actually my dream job, is to be the person at the nail polish company who just picks the name.
Okay, Jackie, spitball a few. Spitball a few names. Do you see Lana's mic? What would you call that color for nail polish?
It's sort of like a reddish, orangey color.
Rudolph.
Oh, Rudolph is good. That's very Christmassy. Yeah, mm-hmm. I would maybe call it like Arizona Sunset. Nice.
Oh, you're a natural. Amazing. You're a natural. But if when you released the exact same color in a Christmas line,
right, for Essie, then it could be Rudolph.
It would be Rudolph.
Or like poinsettia with a purpose.
Amazing.
Oh. Okay, Jackie.
This is a real
Jackie,
skill.
This is your calling. Yeah.
It's honestly a dream job. I would love to name lipsticks, nail polish, eyeshadow. I just want to be the person at that company who's like, walk of shame, pink.
Who does that? Is that like a copywriter who does that?
It's got to be a copywriter. It's got to be like a very specialized copywriting job. I don't know. Job.
And it's so funny. Jackie, when you said walk of shame, pink, I knew exactly what color you're talking about. And I, in fact, have a lipstick that would fit that very well. It's like a very bright pink with like the bluish undertones. Like it's definitely not purple, but like it's a pink with the more blue as opposed to like more orange undertones.
I actually think in my tenure as this profession, I would really steer clear of any sort of slut shaming names. Mm-hmm. Because I think that was a real turn in the late 90s, early 2000s to be like prostitute orange. Yeah. You know, like there was just like, they just like went a little bit too far.
Yeah. For sure.
I'd bring it back to a wholesome neighborhood of pretty and pink.
Oh, amazing. Man. It's funny that you say that. I was just speaking with some friends about how, like, the 2000s, in terms of, like, comedy and TV shows, how they were trying very hard to be edgy at the expense of, like, it was just very punched down humor.
Well, I mean, the biggest color that NARS ever had was orgasm.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Everybody had something in orgasm. And honestly, it was a little bit peachy for me because of my complexion, but... You know, obviously I still wanted the orgasm color. It was the coolest thing to have.
I remember reading about that on blogs.
We've got to find someone who has that job and ask them to be on this podcast.
Oh my God. I would be so jealous and excited.
That'd be really fun. Okay. I'm going to make it a mission to find.
Do a little research.
We'll do, yeah.
Courtney, what do you have? So you have the Mary Kay cosmetics. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about today?
I had that Mary Kay Lucky Penny. But then I also have this, like, it's like a blush highlighter combo where like half of the palette is like pink and the other is like a you know, more of like supposed to be like a fleshy tone. And I don't know. I don't know why I still have it, but I have not been able to bring myself to get rid of it. It's just it's just like a very, it's a cheap brand that I got at Target. It doesn't particularly like work very well, but it's in a bunch of like plastic and there's still a lot of product left. And so I feel very bad throwing it into the trash. So I try and mix it into my rotation, but it is truly, and it's also broken. Like the lid, it's supposed to be like a flip up lid, but like I broke the flip up part. So now it's just like a lift off thing. But part of me is like, you bought this. It's not a thing I'd like give away to someone.
You know, I get it because I
cannot bring myself to throw it away.
I don't have any blushes because my cheeks get pink if I'm like during the day anyways. I don't even own blush. And it, you know, then the other day I was trying to do my makeup like for a professional thing and I was like, I need blush. It's like one of those things I gave away years ago that I never really returned to my rotation.
It's, oh man, see,
huge mistake.
You and I are opposite.
That's my empty hanger for today.
You need your blush.
A blush that I gave away.
Oh, I haven't even thought of my Oh, you know what? I do have one for an empty hanger. So I'll just jump into it. We're in empty hanger now. So like I said, I've been doing my makeup a whole bunch. I've gotten some, like I mostly have gotten from the subscription boxes, like a lot of lip glosses, which are fine, but they don't show up on like camera great. And I have a couple lipsticks, but a few, like not too long ago, I did a culling of my makeup because I have a lot and now I'm realizing I really need to do another culling. But I got rid of just like a basic red lipstick, like a bright, like I have like a deep purple lipstick. I have like a berry colored lipstick, like, but I don't have just like a standard like red lipstick right now, like a classic red. And I had like two or three, and I think I was just like, I think it was before the pandemic. And in the real world, I almost never wore lipstick. So to wear such like a, to have like such a bright lipstick seemed a little ridiculous. And I probably had the lipstick for a long time. But now almost every time I go like digging for a lipstick, I'm like, where's just like a red lipstick? And I don't have one. Ugh, so
that's hard. It's such a staple.
Maybe, but at the same, it's such a staple. It's so good. And part of me is like, well, maybe I should just get one. I'm like, Courtney, you have so many other lipsticks. Like, just use those. But it's, I want this color, and I feel ridiculous for wanting it.
Ugh. Oh no, everybody needs a bright red lipstick, and I fully support that desire, and you should buy one.
Thank you. Classic for a reason. You need it.
Yeah, thank you. But I certainly don't want to go into, oh, and then also buying makeup online, unless I know exactly what it is, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, wait one second. There's this new thing on the internet where you can like activate your webcam. And it literally puts the color onto your lips.
Oh, I do that with glasses frames.
Right. Now they do it with lipstick at sites such as Armani and I think maybe Chanel. Anyways, I was looking for a lipstick recently and I tried it and it was really fun.
I can't wait.
Okay. Did you end up buying something? And would you, as it a
No, I work? Ended up calling this small boutique in LA and asking her for advice because she had seen my face before and getting exactly what she told me to get.
Amazing.
Which was Charlotte Tilbury Pillow Talk, which is maybe the greatest color.
Amazing.
Ooh, I love that name. It's a good name, too.
Everyone should get it. Yeah, good name, good color. Lynn, what have you got? I mean, I guess maybe you've never gotten rid of anything.
I have gotten rid of stuff. For some reason, most of my stuff is lip wear. And I have, sadnesses about getting rid of lip wear, but, like, I find I cycle through that stuff the most because I often do wear not necessarily lipstick, but like lip gloss or that type of thing all the time. And there was like a boutique makeup store in Edmonton that I loved, and they carried brands sometimes that were like so niche that the brands weren't fully solid, so sometimes the brands would go out of business and then I would have fallen in love with something that I couldn't get anymore. And one example is this like sort of pink lip gloss from a brand called Principessa, and
I remember that brand.
They went out of business and I like bought all the rest of the lip gloss they had, and I think I'm out at this point, or I'm on my very last one and it's like hanging out in my purse somewhere.
That's sad.
It's like, you know, same, like if Clinique ever stops making this mascara, I will be.
That happened to me with mascara. I used to use Fresh Supernova.
I remember that.
It was so good. It was like full and long and curly. Like my eyelashes were so good, and they were like very soft. Whereas now all of the like bright sort of big eyelashes feel a little bit like hard makeup sometimes. Mm-hmm. Anyways, it was perfect. I bought it all the time. It was also like, I think probably in high school. And then Fresh stopped making it. And now all they do is like bath stuff, which is great, I guess. But yeah, highly disappointing
for me. Good does it feel to use a mascara, like a new mascara for the first time? Mm. That is something, because I used to always use this one mascara, and then I get to like the bottom of it and then I would replace it. And it's just like the difference between going from like an old thing of mascara to like into a fresh, using that fresh mascara for the first time is like,
it is so good.
Amazing.
Yeah. It's a great feeling. I totally agree.
Mm-hmm. It's a great feeling. It's like opening an Apple product.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The like pop of the box.
Yes. Oh, yeah. The unboxing experience of makeup is great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they're also like so oftentimes like girly and pretty or minimalist and chic. Like, because you are seeing also the makeup, not just the makeup on your face. Like the makeup containers usually are very well designed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a nice thing. Totally. Also, it's a good thing.
Another thing about makeup and also just like beauty containers is you're like, oh, look at this. I have this whole new fresh thing of moisturizer or of a blush. And then you realize it's like 90% container and 10% makeup. I hate that. Oh, I hate it so much.
I agree. I have a couple things for the donation pile, and they always tend to be like the free gift stuff from Clinique, because I always go buy my mascara.
Like, and big ol' free gifts. Like, I'm always like shocked at what they're like. Here, like one time I got like a whole like travel bag, like a nice travel bag. I was like, what? What is this? I mean, I loved it.
Yeah, I know. And then you get stuff like lipsticks that aren't your color that then you have to, I think I'm just going to throw this out. It's like, I'm never going to choose this. It doesn't work for me. I have a dad thing particularly relevant for this episode. When I was a kid, he used to say, no makeup until you're 35. And for me, that's coming up, so can't wait.
Can't wait to try makeup. Oh my gosh, next July. Next July,
this has all been hypothetical for you. That's very exciting that you're allowed to wear makeup around your dad in the next couple of years.
Yeah. It was one of like, he's not really a rules guy, but he had like some particular rules. I may have discussed this before, but no makeup before you're 35 was sort of. Like, you know, I think it was a bit of a joke rule, but like he would say it often. Yeah. And for some reason that was, But ironically, his sister, so my aunt, was like the best makeup role model. Like she had the best bathroom to sort of dig around in as a kid and like try stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So I don't know if he was. I love a good bathroom full of makeup. One of my friends has like the greatest selection of makeup, and usually she's the one I call when I'm like, what do I want to like refresh, or I want a new color, and she has everything under control. She knows exactly what I should buy, exactly where I should buy it, and the color that'll work the best. And 9 times out of 10, she's 100% right.
Oh, I love that.
A good mentor in the makeup department is always nice.
Yes. I love that. I would love to have like a little vanity with just like a simple little divider with my go-tos of everything. Like it would be like, I really should. There's no reason I should be like cycling through mascara. Like just find one that
I
like.
In your new house, you're about to move.
Yes.
So in your new house, do you have room for a little vanity?
I think I might. It's just kind of a bummer because currently right now our bathroom is very large and has like a lot of counter space. And I've just had basically a built-in vanity. Like I could truly fit like under the counter. I could have fit like a little stool to sit there and like do my makeup, and I'm feeling a little sad I never did that. But what I mostly would like would just be like an organized makeup like container to have my like one mascara and my go-to eyeliner and maybe like two different blush options. But like I would love to have it streamlined, but I am learning that I am very bad at streamlining anything. Like I can, in theory, I'm like, I want to be the person who always wears black skinny jeans and a gray sweater. And I did that for a little bit when I lived in San Francisco. My like uniform was like, I had a ton of gray sweaters and a ton of black skinny jeans. And that was my look and it was great. But then I get off course. I see like an orange jumpsuit and I'm like, oh, I would love that. So I have just a lot of that going on. I am bad at like staying on track. I am very easily distracted from goals. So
I feel like you could do a specific foundation, concealer, mascara, and blush, and then like go wild with lipstick and eyeshadow.
I think you're right. I don't even like eyeshadow that much. I don't know why. I need like eyeshadow, you kind of just need one. Like I'm not in middle or high school anymore. I don't need the true colors. Like, there's no reason I'm going to need a blue or green.
I have a couple good palettes too. Like, you could just get a palette.
Yeah, you're right. A palette.
Keep it simple.
I need to end my subscription.
Let's
at this
go
point.
Makeup shopping.
That'll be fun. But I do need to just end my subscription because you don't get to pick necessarily what they send you. So I have so many highlighters. I have entirely too many highlighters for one individual. Like I gave away 2 full highlighters a couple weeks ago and I still have too many. And they keep sending things like highlighters and eyeliners. And highlighters and eyeliners, they send you like a full size of those. There's no like sample size of like a eyeliner pencil. They just send you a whole thing. So I think I need to end my subscription.
We've really come around on this podcast.
I know.
That's a big step.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. If there was a subscription just for skincare, I would.
Oh, I bet
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is. Please don't tell me about it. Please don't. Because I still love playing with skincare stuff. But for makeup, I need to just have the things that I like. I think that'll make my life a lot simpler. I think it'll be aesthetically pleasing for my new home. I already struggle every morning just deciding what to wear. So I think it would just be good for my brain to be like, nope, this is the foundation you use. This is the concealer you use. So
I love that as a note to wrap up on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's a really nice philosophy and a very nice aspiration.
Thank you.
I would like to thank our producers, Akshay and Corey. Courtney, Jackie, Lana, that's the three of us. Thank you both.
Thank you, Lana.
And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye-bye.